Good evening. It is 6:01 p.m. This is the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. We are in room 519 in the House Finance Committee. Mr. Clerk, can I have a roll call?
Representative Osterman.
Here.
Representative Herron.
Here.
Representative Olson. Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Stoltz. Representative Kawasaki. Representative Hawker. Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Bishop.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Olson.
Here.
Senator Dunleavy. Chair Fairclough.
Here. We have a quorum to conduct business. The first item on the agenda is the meeting minutes. Senator Meyer.
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that the minutes from the LBNA meeting on February 25th be approved as presented.
Is there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the meeting minutes for February 25th, 2014 are approved. The second item on the agenda is an executive session to discuss the state's single audit for fiscal year ending 2013, the final release. Representative Meyer, I'm sorry, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for the purpose of discussing a confidential audit report under AS 24.20.301 and contracts for legal assistance.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, I'll ask that the room, the internet stream, and the teleconference be cleared for the executive session with the exception of audit and committee staff. We'll Legislative Budget and Audit is coming back in from executive session. It is 6:24. We're still in room 519, the House Finance Committee. Still at the table, Representative Josephson, Representative Herron, Representative Osterman, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Senator Giesel, Senator Meyer, myself, Senator Fairclough. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move the following final audit be released to the public. Statewide single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2013.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved, and the statewide single audit for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2013 is released to the general public. The next item on the agenda, agenda item number four, is an increase in a contract with a law firm. At the table, Laura Pierre, my chief of staff. Ms. Pierre, could you please give us a briefing on what's before the committee?
Sure. Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Laura Pierre for the record, staff to the LBNA committee, and Senator Fairclough. Before you tonight for consideration is an increase to a contract for a law firm that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, the chairman, authorized on March 6th of this year for legal counsel as it relates to the Alaska LNG project, specifically Senate Bill 130 and HB 277. That the legislature is considering. And the contract amount was for $35,000, is what is permitted under the procurement rules for the audit chairman to authorize without committee approval. After speaking with the law firm over the course of the day today, and after their initial analysis of the legislation and documents, they have nearly reached the $35,000 limit, so we're coming before the committee asking for an increase of the contract so they can continue to provide further legal analysis to the committees that are reviewing the legislation and documents before them.
Thank you, Ms. Pierre. Are there questions from committee members?
Well, I guess...
Representative Josephson.
Yes, and Madam Chair, just so it's clear that I think the decision to hire them may have been absolutely great. But just for my own education as a freshman, how does this come to pass? In other words, did someone recommend that these issues be vetted by counsel? And why, for example, did the Senate was it not privy to some of that analysis? It may not have mattered. I'm just sort of curious about the process.
Ms. Pierre?
Sure. Representative Josephson, through the chair. How it kind of came to be was Senator Fairclough, as chair of LBNA, of course, as you know, was on several of the committees that heard the legislation, and the question kept coming up of needing legal counsel on some particular issues, specifically relating to antitrust and corporate tax, federal corporate tax. And we reached out to our legal counsel, the legislature's legal counsel, and they explained to us that they didn't have expertise in that area and suggested that we sought outside legal counsel. So that's the process we went through, and we issued the request for quotes in late February and received one response back, and that person, that law firm, seemed qualified to address the issues that we were bringing to them, and that's how their contract came to be.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Josephson. Any other questions from committee members? Representative Herron.
Madam Chair, I think you made the right choice in doing what you did as chair, but how come we weren't notified when it was posted on the website?
Ms. Pierre.
Representative Herron, through the chair, the report was due back. So let me back up. I don't know for sure on my dates here, but I want to say about a week and a half ago, maybe closer to 2 weeks ago, Senator Fairclough sent out an email to all legislators and staff, to a staff person in each legislative office, notifying them that there are reports on the legislative budget and audit website, that she encouraged offices to continue to check the website for updated reports. And I believe in that email she did say that she outlined specific reports, one being from Roger Marks, one being from Mr. Harper, who we contracted with, and that there would be additional reports forthcoming from this law firm. We received the reports back over this past weekend, and after reviewing them, there was a revision that needed to be made to it, so they weren't actually posted to the website until Tuesday of this week. And subsequently, we have not sent out an email saying that the reports are, in fact, there, but they are, in fact, there and have been there since Tuesday.
Representative Herron.
Madam Chair, just for the future and courtesy, could I request that LBNA members are notified that there's an important piece of paper you should read?
Absolutely. Thanks. Thank you, Representative Herron. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, maybe just for the record, can you tell us why we only had one response? There's so many legal firms all over in Alaska and the nation, and you only got one response?
Ms. Pierre.
Senator Meyer, through the chair, we did send the request for quotes out to, we reached out to four different law firms, and they were the only one that responded. They responded on the last day. Actually, I can say we issued a request for quotes about 2 weeks prior for the Rick Harper contract. We received, I believe it was three responses back, and I think we sent it to six individuals or organizations for that. So I think it's just, it might be workload. The law firms maybe felt they couldn't address what we needed. We did ask in the RFQ that they be available during session and be able to fly to Juneau and meet with legislators and present in front of committees. So that, you know, that could have played into it. I don't know for sure.
And Madam Chair, maybe two for the committee or for my purpose. How do you narrow it down to four?
Senator Meyer, through the chair, we reached out to individuals and asked them if they had any recommendations on particular law firms that may have expertise in this, in the areas we were looking for. And they, it wasn't just Alaska law firms, they were across the country. And the law firm that did end up responding happened to be based out of Anchorage.
Ms. Pierre, do we, when we reached out to our own legal, we asked them for advice, and then we went to our auditor and ask her advice on which way to go, and then we work together with them to structure the request for a proposal or for information. Is that the process that was used?
Yes, Madam Chairman. After speaking with legislative legal and determined that they didn't have the expertise on staff, I worked with our auditor, Chris Curtis, to formulate the request for quotes and proceeded with that process.
Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, would have preferred to have either it on my agenda early on so that I knew what I was coming in here to do. And I'd gladly read it if I'd either remembered or saw the email that you sent out that we were supposed to read this and then not knowing that we were coming in here. So I'm a little nervous. I appreciate the fact that you have the authority to ask questions and hire attorneys to do what question answering you want to do. But I'm a little nervous about coming in here and flat-footed and spending $40,000. It goes against my nature to want to come in here and not have advance warning or something that.
Representative Osterman, yes, absolutely. Representative Osterman, I was notified at 4:30 today that we were going to exceed that contract. So you are finding out within an hour, hour and a half of when I found out.
Madam Chair, Representative Osterman, through the chair, as I stated earlier, I literally found out about this today.
What is the rush?
We had a meeting today. Sorry, through the chair, Representative Osterman, we have a meeting today. There, rather than them exceed the amount that's currently on their contract and then have to, I don't think that's appropriate or proper for us to do something like that. I think we need to have the proper funds in place before they actually exceed the amount, and we don't have another meeting on the books for this session right now.
I guess.
Representative Josephson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The other thing that is sort of a curiosity to me, and again, this is almost me being a student more than anything else, is why the AG's office doesn't just serve that role. I assume we want some separation from it, but and then I realize, well, geez, we're in committees constantly where we're asking for some division of the AG's office about their opinion about any number of things. This, of course, isn't any number of things. But I don't know if that.
Representative Josephson, my concern was twofold. Beside the antitrust issues, because the Senate was taking up restructuring what the governor had proposed, which I will give them the benefit of the doubt that they had hired whoever they needed to hire to look at their structure. And as the Senate started to consider a different structure, I felt like I needed to move fast to try to put in place. And then when we went through a week of trying to get that structure through, we had to give the attorneys appropriate time to actually do a document. That document due date was last Friday. Ms. Pierre, am I getting that right?
Yeah, Madam Chair, last Friday.
And so we were trying to hurry as quickly as possible to get the information to the legislative bodies. And I had been asked also by other members, curiosity, or at least during committee meetings, I had heard that people were asking about the taxing issue in the CPA. So again, I was trying to provide the legislature, speaking to Representative Osterman, the tools to be able to go forward as this discussion continued at the House, that we would have those tools available. And I had hoped that they would be available to us prior to exiting the Senate. We just couldn't get it. They couldn't get the report to us and us give them the appropriate amount of time to do their work.
Madam Chair, I would just add to that, Representative Josephson. I did reach out to the Department of Law, and around the same day that I reached out to Legislative Legal, and they basically said the same thing to me, that they could not provide that sort of expertise to us.
Thank you.
Other comments?
Just another thought is that, you know, in a normal business operation of this type, we would have, you've got a contract, we should have it in front of us to see what we're extending right now. Even the hard copy of the reports would have been nice to have brought so we could kind of look at what we're doing. I don't have anything in front of me, and I'm asked to expend $40,000, and I have a hard time doing it. I just do.
Ms. Pierre.
Representative Osterman, through the chair, I do have copies of the contract here with me. I don't have copies of the report. The contract has been online since it was signed on March 6th. Again, that was in the email that Senator Freckloff did send out to all members on and around March 6th. I'm happy to give you a copy of the contract today if you'd like.
I like electronics, but sometimes you just can't get to them, especially not knowing prior to coming to the meeting. But
So I would just pose to the committee, we've done everything as a chairman to try to provide you the necessary information to make those decisions. And like you, I am surprised and do not handle business on the spur of the moment either. The issue is we have a huge bill before the legislature that requires, or at least we have, Ms. Pierre, are we having calls from committee members to have that report presented at a committee level?
Yes, Madam Chair, I received a request on yesterday, Thursday of this week. It asked to have the law firm in Juneau next Tuesday for presentation in front of the House Resources Committee.
Which, then if I can propose to the committee, which triggered the amount going over. And so it's a request of the House specifically and those chairs that we're trying to respond to. If this committee doesn't thinks that they need more time, I'm happy to set it aside. And we'll let the chairman know that the report can't be made available to them or that we can't make the contractor available to them for a week or so that we have time and can provide you adequate time to review the documents to see if you believe that those expenditures are necessary.
I put it back on us. That's fine.
Representative Osterman, I'm not trying to put it on anyone. I found out, like I said, within the last hour, hour and a half.
Madam Chair.
Senator Giesel.
As one of the committees that did review the Senate version of the bill, it did raise questions about the antitrust. And honestly, we took the administration's word for it that that had been thoroughly vetted during the negotiations, but we never verified that. The question of the taxation or the tax sheltering, again, also came up in Senate resources. Again, we were trusting the administration's information to us, but we never verified it. So I applaud the fact that you have a consultant that can answer those questions definitively for the legislature.
Thank you, Senator. Brief at ease. We are still in room 519, and all members are still present. Are there any additional comments? Ms. Pierre.
Madam Chair, I would just add for maybe to add comfort to the conversation, the money will only be spent if the chairman's request information of them. So they would have to be asked a question to analyze in order for them to bill us on something.
Thank you, Ms. Pierre. Senator Meyer.
I thought you wanted me to ask a question.
You may ask a question.
I don't have any questions. I'm good.
Absolutely.
Okay, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the chair as procurement officer to amend the contract amount with Mullaney and Rottengum?
Manley and Rottengum.
Rottengum. Okay, thank you. To an amount not to exceed $75,000 and approve the exemption from solicitation requirements under Section 020(1)(3).
Is there any objection? Oh. Seeing and hearing none? That motion is approved. Is there any other business to come before the committee? If not, thank you for your participation, and this meeting is adjourned.